Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Now, understand that, unfortunately, it's going to take a little bit of time in these because a couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult. For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky, and that person probably thought they were being funny. I owe somebody an apology tonight. And last night I spent a little bit of time talking about fraudulent claims holding us up. I mentioned an individual that had filed in the name of Tupac Shakur. I didn't know, and it's my fault, that we have a Kentuckian who goes by Malik, whose name is Tupac Shakur. I talked to him on the phone today. I apologize.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so Cam T is going to join us here in just a second from the CJ. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. A couple different things I want to remind you of. We'll continue to have ACC Media Days coverage today. We will have some tomorrow as well. Scott Satterfield will be at the podium about 12 o'clock, right around then. Usually these things are running on time. He is slated to be there from 12 to 12:30, and we'll have it on all stations here on ESPN. And that's presented by Gate One Tailgate and Music Club, GE Appliances, and Body Armor Sports Drink. Also, a reminder, Lou City back in action on Friday. They're on the road in Colorado, 8:45 pregame, 9 o'clock kickoff right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And coming up tomorrow, Jeff Greer will get you set for Soccer City. Cam T joins us from the CJ. He's there in Charlotte. Cameron, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Man, I'm good. I don't know if you've been, I would imagine, around there. Have you seen, and I can't see this because it's behind a paywall and I don't subscribe to the Houston Chronicle. Did you see this story from the Houston Chronicle that just came down like 10 minutes ago? Have you seen this at all?
Yeah, I literally just saw, I was just like pulling it up. When you guys call it, I don't have a subscription either, but that's quite the news break.
Okay, so and of course SEC Media Days is still going on, so here we go. The conversation that's out there, and I don't know, is it Brent Zwerneman? I don't know if you know him. Like, I'm just expecting you to know every journalist.
Yeah,
okay, he's reporting that Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC about joining the conference.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Oh, poor Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah, literally. Oh,
yeah.
Oh man.
Texas and Oklahoma. Incredible. My God. Oh, man.
The
my
Big 12
goodness.
Would just collapse.
I mean, of course it would. Of course it would.
Yeah.
And obviously, Louisville's sitting there in the ACC now. That's just a conversation that was so many years ago, but that's what we used to talk about. Well, how is the setup there? How's the setup there in Charlotte? Have you seen Mark Ennis yet? Have you seen our guy Drew Diener yet?
Yeah. I landed here in Charlotte around 11 and went straight to Media Days to get my credentials and everything. And first two people I saw were Mark and Drew. So they're hanging in up there.
I was about to say, does Diener know who you are? I don't know. That's a good question. I'd like to if he saw you.
Today was actually the first day that me and Diener met. I mean,
there you go. Yeah,
in 2019, and then a year after I've been here, COVID hit. So it was the first time for us to meet.
Well, there you go. What a magical moment. I'm sure that was. I guess what were your main takeaways from Jim Phillips? And then I want to get to your conversation. You have the piece up there at the CJ. Your conversation with Vince Tyra. I know he did some media today. All over the place as well. So I'm interested in those two conversations. But Jim Phillips, first time really, in front of everyone. What did you make of his comments?
Yeah, so I actually miss Jim Phillips. I landed a little, my flight was a little delayed coming out of Louisville, so I missed Jim Phillips this morning, and then got Vince Tyra and then Vince Swamp just kind of writing off his conversation so far. So I haven't even been able to kind of keep up with what Jim has said so far. But I couldn't even answer that part of the question for you.
He didn't say anything. Pretty much, they needed.
I figured if he did say something, I would have seen it.
Well, here's the thing, and I talked about this before we got you on. One of the things he said is, "Hey, we need to elevate football around here, right? Like it doesn't mean that basketball is going to suffer, or any other sports, Olympic sports, baseball, whatever it may be, are going to suffer. But we need to get football going around here." And I did a segment that you look at Louisville the last 5 years, they're 6-6 in the last 5 years. North Carolina is 5-7. Florida State 6-6 the last 5 years. Virginia Tech is about 7-5 the last 5 years. That these teams got to get going in the ACC. It's not a bad football league. A couple years ago though, it was contending with the SEC. That was the thought, right? That was the upward path that we thought they were going to go. And since then, there's been some institutions, Louisville's been one of them, that have stumbled elevating the ACC football. That's something I'd like to hear from Jim Phillips.
Yeah, and I think the key, and you mentioned Louisville and North Carolina and Virginia Tech, but you could throw Virginia in the conversation. Even Syracuse had that one big season.
Yep.
The key for those programs is to make it consistently. I mean, it's hard. I mean, everybody knows Clemson's going to be there. But that second, third team seems to change every year since Florida State's been down and Miami's been inconsistent. You need two or three or four teams to build a consistent program and know that, like, Clemson's going to do this. Okay, Louisville is going to be a consistent 8-9 team win. North Carolina can do this. Florida, that's what you need for the ACC. It seems so up and down with just teams who I think are slightly above average just kind of beating up on each other.
Yeah, I mean, there needs to be a more defined tier system within the ACC, right? Outside of Clemson and Duke.
Right, I agree. Clemson. Yeah, literally Clemson, everybody else, and then Syracuse.
Yeah, and then Duke and Syracuse hanging out there at the bottom. So.
Yeah.
You've been around the program. Cam Teague with us from the CJ, and I said to start the show, I think Louisville is going to have a fine offense. We'll see how good it is, and then Malik, we can have the conversation at quarterback. I feel like the defense is going to be improved, but I'm not sure exactly what they're selling. I'm not sure exactly what Scott Satterfield is going to try to sell tomorrow. I mean, we don't feel like it's a rebuild. It might be a retooling season. We had Pete Fuchek on yesterday, Cam, and he was like, "Hey, if you're Louisville, just try to get to a bowl." And I feel like the fan base does not feel that way. So what do you think Scott Satterfield will say tomorrow, and what do you feel like is going to be the sell job as we head into August?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a complete flip for Satterfield, because, I mean, he came here in 2019 and he preached about how up-tempo how explosive his offense could be and how many points they can put up, and they did that. I have a feeling he's going to talk tomorrow a lot about Louisville's defense. The staff is really, really high on what they have defensively. I mean, you're talking about a potential probably NFL kid in Kaicho Clark. I think the defensive line is as deep as it's ever been for a long time, at least especially on the Satterfield. The linebacking core, I think you have two potential ACC guys in C.J. Avery and Monty Montgomery. And on the back side with the safeties, I think you have two very good starting safeties in Cole and Duncan. You just don't have a lot behind them. I think when you look at the top of the defense, you have a very good defense. And I think that's what he's going to sell. I think he's going to sell, like, hey, we have Malik back. We're hoping we can cut down some turnovers. And I think they'll be able to run the ball. They still have some questions. But if I had to guess what he's selling, I think it's got to be defense first, because they think they probably have a top 30, top 25 defense this year.
Cam Teague with us. There you go. Top 25, top 30 defense. There you go. Jack Grossman, you are vindicated. He said that earlier in the show, Cam, and he got beat up for it. Top 25 defense. He got crushed for it. But it's okay. He was able to survive that. Cam Teague from the CJ with us. He had the piece with Vince Tyre today. The discussion of the relationship with Satterfield and Tyre, the make or break year, I guess you consider that to be probably the top story going into this season, that relationship and where Scott Satterfield is as a coach after one, pretty good year and then one pretty bad year.
Yeah, and I think the only reason it's a conversation is because of the South Carolina stuff. And I don't honestly think it's that big of a deal. I think it's something where I think people just want to know that he's committed to the program. Like, they want to know that, hey, our coach, okay, listen, he had this conversation, but he wants to stay in Louisville. He wants to be here. And I think that's the big thing. And you've heard at times where people are saying, listen, Satterfield has to win this year. I don't necessarily think that's the case. And like Vince said, he doesn't really look at it that way as well. But I think it's important to know kind of what their relationship has been since then, because it was hard to gauge at the moment.
I don't feel like we know what their win-loss expectation is. Cam, can you help me with that?
Like, today, he thought a bowl game is always the expectation for Louisville. I think now after that, you hope to get to 7-8 wins if you can kind of clean up some of the that cost you close games last year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
If that happens, do you believe Malik Cunningham is underappreciated here? How would you? I can't figure out what I think. I think he's a good player. I think he's obviously the best quarterback on the team. I wish there was more competition around him. The turnovers and inconsistent play was absolutely a problem last year. So he's a good player, but I don't know if he elevates them, if he's worth an extra win or two because he's the quarterback, if that makes sense. How do you view him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reviews and kind of how people feel about him is about fair. I think the fan base is fine. Tied like 50-50 on him, whether they like him or not. At least that's what my
agree
after every game.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so I mean, I think Malik at his best is a quarterback that can lead this program to eight wins, nine at the absolute max this season. Now that's saying you pull off an upset of Ole Miss or you have to pull off some kind of upset in that sense. I think if he is elevated past his 2019 form, Louisville's got a good chance to not just get to a bowl, but get to a bowl and win a bowl game. If he's where he was last year, Louisville is looking at six wins, 7 months season, and you're hoping to get to a bowl game. I think when he takes care of the ball and he's playing confident, I think you're looking at maybe another two or three wins from Louisville.
Cameron Teague with us here on ESPN 680 1057. I don't know if the word is surprised, but I guess I was a little bit surprised when, you know, the last couple days we find out U of L is over 85% vaccinated. You talked with Vince Tyree. They expect that to go up into, you know, 90%. I guess, does that surprise you a little bit? Down the road at Kentucky, that's not what's happening with Mark Stoops and company. Not to single them out, but we know there's going to be some places this may be easier than others.
Yeah, no, I mean, I should say it doesn't surprise me, because my thought that most college athletes would do it, just because of the rules now, where if you're a quarterback, let's just say Evan Connolly tests positive for COVID and Malik Cunningham tests negative, he doesn't have to sit out the next game just because he's unvaccinated, so he doesn't have to be contact traced. Just that thought in my mind is enough to say, okay, listen, I need to go get this vaccine, because I don't want to sit out just because a player in my position room got COVID. I would think most players would get it. I understand some people have, like, kind of reservations about it, but I'm not surprised Louisville's going to be inching close to 90%. I honestly thought most teams would inch close to that number by the time the season started.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought. How's that for a sports radio host? I got to be honest. I ask you, are you surprised? And like, I think some people would answer and say, yeah, I am, because some teams are not, right?
Yeah.
And some people are going to have to beg. The most predictable thing was your boy Saban up over 90%. There you go. I mean, that's the one.
I was surprised they weren't at 100% already.
I am too. And I think they probably will be before the season. Cameron Teague with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Where do you think they'll be picked ultimately in the gas bag media poll? Where do you think they'll be picked?
I had them third. I think they'll be third or fourth. If I had to guess, I'd probably say fourth, maybe behind Clemson, NC State, and I guess maybe you could throw Boston College in at third. They're much better than Syracuse. I still think they're better than Florida State. Wake Forest and Louisville, I think you can interchange them. Wake Forest's offense is going to be really good this year. I'm not sold on their defense. So I think they're somewhere in 3, 4, and 5 range.
Yeah, if they're 3, I think if they're 5, that's bulletin board type material stuff. I have a feeling that's what it will be made into. What do you have on the docket tomorrow? Just Satterfield players will be there. Anything that you're trying to chase down, I guess, for tomorrow?
Yeah. Obviously, like you said, Satterfield and the players will talk. I really want to talk to Marshawn Ford. We talk so much about, like, what Louisville's losing at receiver, and we don't talk enough about, I think, Marshawn Ford and his importance this year. I think they're going to get Marshawn Ford. And, like, he's been involved in the passing game, but I think it'll be more consistent this year. I think at times you've seen him just – there'll be games where he doesn't even get a target. I don't think that'll be the case this year. I think Satterfield and that offense know they need him. And how big of a mismatch he is for a lot of defensive players. So I really want to talk to Marshawn about his offseason, because I know he was banged up for a little bit. And then I'm really interested to see what they say about the receiving core. I know Tyler Harrell really came out of nowhere, and it sounds like he may start. If not, he's going to be surely in the rotation. And I think on top of that, just kind of where the roster is, if Louisville is going to add another transfer, where that could be. My guess is it's probably at safety, but just kind of figure out how they fill some of those depth holes.
And I'm going to hear Tyler Hero every single time we say his name now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be annoying. Dude runs a 4.240. He's the one that ran the 4.2, right? Supposedly.
Yeah, 4.24. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, put him on the field. He runs a 4.2.
Yeah. Real quick.
Yeah. Have him run against somebody. By the way, Dennis Dodd reporting. Greg Sankey has said no comment on the Texas and Oklahoma. So that will stop everything. No comment.
Exactly.
You go. Well, Cam, have a good time tonight. Catch a beer with Mark Ennis. Diener's got the company credit card. We'll talk with you. We'll talk with you down the road. Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate it, Andy.
All right, thank you. Cam Teague with us here on ESPN 680 1057. There you go. A little Cam Teague on a Wednesday, Grossman. A little Cam Teague on a Wednesday.
How about that?
Hanging out with Diener, the company credit card. Did you hear Diener this morning? I don't know what time you woke up. Diener said that and I never understand this. I swear to you, this happens all the time. This happened, it's happened at multiple Kentucky ones and Louisville ones. I don't know about Indiana. Sorry, Grossman. But Kentucky and Louisville ones, NCAA, like media hotels or team hotels that the bars in the hotels are just overrun. They don't have enough alcohol. They don't have enough workers. I mean, what is going on?
Us media people like to get our drinks.
I'm telling you, but I've seen it at the team hotels.
All the gas bags.
I'm saying yes, you're right. With the gas bags, the media hotels, and everything else, I'm also saying like the team hotels, right? Like those are, and also a lot of these places are like nice places. It's how they're staying. No offense to, you know, they're not staying in the Motel 6. You know, I mean, Rick Pitino wasn't staying in the Hampton Inn.
Rick Pitino would scoff at the Hampton Inn.
Yeah,
I wonder what type of places they stay in Iona. Or if Pitino had to get them to upgrade.
Okay, so what do we do with this story?
It's a bombshell.
Okay, so I am asking this right now. We have Rick Bosich at 5 o'clock. I feel like this moves everything out of the way. I see, what is it, Brent Zwerneman. Does anyone around there have it? Can we find a way to see this story from the Houston Chronicle without paying? I will pay the $1. I will buy a subscription for 99 cents during the break if I need to view this. And I'm sure Mengus is talking about this. But Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC about joining. And the only thing that runs through my head is, I mean, Mark Stoops has to not want that more than anything in his life. That, right?
All right, I got the full article.
Okay, so how did you get the full article?
I clicked on it, and it gave me the full article.
Okay, well, it's not giving. Why am I not getting the full article? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, usually.
I told you.
I skimmed it really quickly. So.
Okay. So, I told you. That's what it did for me. It teased me. When you click.
Exactly what it did.
Yep. When you click on the article, Grossman, it gives you, what would you say, 3 seconds? 5 seconds?
Oh, it gave me at least 20 seconds. I'll mark
okay.
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't get 20 seconds. I got to be honest. I did not get 20 seconds.
Again, a decade after major conference realignment shook up college football, big changes might be coming, and I got backed out again.
Oh, see, there you go.
I'm re-entering.
He's re-entering.
Texas and Oklahoma of the Big 12 have both reached out to the SEC about potentially joining, and it is out. I'm getting about a paragraph each time. Do you want me to keep doing this?
Yes, I want you to keep doing this. Of course it's terrible radio.
An announcement could come within the next couple of weeks with the potential addition of UT and OU to the league. Just lost it again.
Oh, boy. Sankey saying we're only worried about the 2021 season. Yep. Oh, my God.
Texas A&M exited the Big 12 9 years ago. That's basically all of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, what a great story. How college football is that, right? Yep. Because that destroys the Big 12.
It said the Big 12's contract with Fox for TV rights goes through 2025.
Okay. So through 2025, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what to even make of that. What do you, honestly, reacting to that, this is a reputable source, right? I mean, it's a Houston Chronicle.
Yes.
like they practice journalism, right?
You would think.
I mean, they're practicing. There is, imagine this. Imagine being this Brent Zwerneman, okay? And you have this story. Like, they had to vet this as much as humanly possible. Because that is a massive story. Like, that's a scoop that is, like, I think, like, a career-type maker. That is a massive, massive scoop. If Oklahoma and Texas are looking, I mean, even if they go or not, the time frame, if they could go or not, like, Jack, you bring up the TV deal with Fox. What does that have to do with anything? Does that mean they have to stay in the Big 12 until then? Like, is that? I don't know how
the Big 12 works, but I know the ACC has like exclusive rights through I think 2037 or whatever the heck. their current TV deal with ESPN runs out. But basically, if it works the same way as the ACC deal, if Texas and Oklahoma were to go to a different conference, the previous conference would still get all their television revenue. Until the contract runs out.
But that's fine, but they would be going to the opposite of that. Because what you have here is, here's what you have. You have ESPN has taken over, right? The CBS, the SEC.
Correct.
ESPN has taken that over. The shift that you see, okay, in ESPN is ESPN is they want all of the live sports. They went out and said, yeah, we're going to gobble up NBA. We're going to make sure that we get as much, obviously, NFL as possible. Yeah, they tried to kind of get into the NASCAR game. Yeah, they're jumping in to hockey, to the NHL. And you are seeing as platforms grow, as ESPN Plus grows, and you are going to have, you're going to be watching, and you guys know this, Kentucky, you're to pay even more here, a couple more dollars, whatever it may be, to watch Kentucky and watch Louisville games. What you have here is live sports. That's what matters. So you want to make a big time TV deal. You mentioned, fine, the Big 12 gets to keep that money. But you go to a much bigger platform, if you will, with what the SEC has sided with. We already know they have so much
money. Well, no, I think what would happen is instead of Texas and Oklahoma getting the ESPN ABC money, the ESPN ABC money would get sent to the Big 12.
Gotcha. Okay, for a number of years then. Okay.
Right, until the Fox contract would run out.
Yeah,
if it works the same way as the deal the ACC has.
Well, because here's the thing. Texas and Oklahoma, to announce this and sit around for 4 years. We're not going to enter the 2021 season and know in 2025 that Texas and Oklahoma are gone. Right? That's not going to happen. It's just not. I mean, we thought, remember when they tried to sell to us that the college football playoff was going to do that? Remember, well, you can't expand the college football playoff. It runs through, what was it, Green?
2026 or 2027?
Yeah, something like that. I was going to say 28, but you understand. Yeah, you understand the point. You'll never do that because you have 6-7 years left in the deal. And boom, then what happens? Well, let's go ahead and expand the playoff. You do that, you rework contracts, you make more money. Boom, you do that. I mean, it's an absolute bombshell. It's an absolute bombshell. And here's why it makes the most sense. Because, man, maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it is. But they just announced expansion. They just announced expansion. And did you notice what one of the sticking points was? One of the sticking points was, well, we got to make sure there's one from each conference. Right? Well, we got to make, I mean, it became, that's going to be a battle. Well, you know, if you're the Pac-12, you're like, yes, we want this because we have a team in the college football playoff no matter what. It has done damage to our league, systematic damage, not being able to get a team in those games on any sort of a consistent basis. And it puts it behind the eight ball when Oregon a couple years ago lost to Auburn and Bo Nix. Look what happened. Their season was tainted. And they were a fine team, and the season was tainted. Boy, I tell you, now you have no barriers, or you have a 12-team playoff where you know you're going to have how many teams. Like, it doesn't matter if you're Oklahoma and Texas to, like, win the SEC if there's 12 teams, right? Everyone said that it would
from the standpoint of you would still get a bye.
Absolutely. But we've seen Notre Dame give that up, have we not? Right? Or they've given up home
correct.
Games.
They've which they can't get a bye.
Right, understandable. And so now it's like it's this odd thing to where it's like get into the playoff, and everyone thought that it would be – that it would be better for the small guy. Well, it's great. Central Florida. Well, it's great. Cincinnati, whatever it may be. And it's like, okay, they might get one spot. That's a might. If Cincinnati can run the table and they can, you know, they have those couple nationally televised games, a lot like Louisville had to do before they made the jump to the ACC, that you ball out, you get a bunch of people, you get Herb Street, he did get Joe Tess or Paul Feinbaum or Cole Kublik to talk about you a lot, and boom, it makes everyone feel better, and you have a chance now. Yes, you have absolutely a chance now to be the 12th team.
And they're even guaranteed to get one with the top six conferences.
Exactly. If there are no guarantees to all of this, right? Every conference has to have one. Does the group of five have to have one? That's something that they're going to have to politically figure out. But if you say we're going to 12 teams as a playoff and we are going to fast track this, all they need to figure out is where they're going to play, what, the opening round games, Green, in the Rose Bowl. That's it. That's it. They're ready to go, I would imagine. They fast-track this. You know this system of college sports can't fast-track anything. They fast-track this. And what a coincidence that a report like this would come out. And, of course, you're Oklahoma. You want to win the conference, whether it be the Big 12 or you do make the jump to the SEC. Of course you want to win that conference. But now, this ain't about Coastal Carolina. This is about now all the big boys get to make it. That's what it's about. That's what it's always been about. If you think getting thrown one scrap, like Jason Anderson's Tiny Tim impersonation, right? Like if you think you're just getting a scrap here or there and that is validating something within the system, you've been played. This is about not having four big wigs. This is about having at least 11. And if you're the SEC, you already know you got Alabama. And somebody take LSU, Florida, Georgia. I mean, in fact, I'm putting Georgia in there every time. Kirby Smart, I'm putting him in the top 12 every single time. I mean, SEC, what does that do? They get five, right? They get five. Now, instead of talking about how many they can get with 12, I mean, maybe it's even more. I mean, we've had the conversation. What was the conversation? I can't even remember it. Mitch was probably producing then. I think we were talking more about like four. They would get four of the 12 or something like that. I mean, is it stupid to think? I mean, Oklahoma's going to be a beast. Oklahoma's going to run through these teams.
Yeah, they can get maybe six.
I mean, Oklahoma's going to run through Kentucky. Oklahoma's going to run through Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. I mean, all these teams. I mean, can you imagine Alabama, Ole Miss, 3:30 in the afternoon on ABC in 3 years?
You mean Alabama, Oklahoma?
What did I say?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss? No, you can't imagine.
Wait, that's still great, though, the lane train. Oklahoma.
It's not that. Man, I am more interested in, instead of the football, like the financials. Like, because that, I'm talking out my bleep. I don't know, money-wise, what would have to happen with exit fees and with TV deals and the money that can be made on the other end. But the live football specifically, but the live sporting event, Grossman, if you've noticed, ESPN has went away from personalities. They have let big time shows walk out the door, but what they are collecting is play by play, the live event that is popular. Listen, that's why radio is still much more popular than podcast, and we appreciate every single listener, podcast, whatever it may be. But the majority of radio compared to podcasts, of people listening live, there is an element of being live. The only person that doesn't enjoy live is Locke. That's it. There's not a second person. So what a big-time story coming down later today. Well, let's keep talking about it. 437-9680. A couple more items on this. Boy, it feels silly to go to some of the things I had. We had Nikki DeBoot coming in next segment, didn't we? Did we have Nikki DeBoot?
Yeah, we
coming
did.
In? We had a.
Want that, or do we want to just forget?
Well,
about
we also had a Wheel of Content. No, we can get Nikki DeBoot in. We can do that. He's beefing right now with Ken Spencer, so we can do that as well. 437-9680. I'll keep refreshing Twitter. We'll keep talking about this, and we got you to 6 o'clock. Rick Bosich at 5 o'clock here on a Wednesday.
The only station in town talking Cards, Cats, and Hoosiers. We're ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I know how you feel about it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Who was that little Paul Feinbaum yesterday?
It was Feinbaum, Stoops, and Jim Phillips.
Oh, I love that. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. Rick Bozich will join us at 5 o'clock. Talked a lot of ACC today. Our ACC Media Days coverage presented by Gate One Tailgate and Music Club. GE Appliances, visit them online, makeitatthepark.com, and Body Armor Sports Drink. A couple different reminders coming up on Friday. You have a little Lou City action heading your way there in Colorado. 8:45, that pregame right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. You heard in the Sports Center update there that Scott Satterfield's press conference will be Thursday at noon, and we'll carry that on all stations here on ESPN Louisville. Do we have Nikki DeBoot there? Before we get Nikki DeBoot, all right, there, Nikki DeBoot is here. I ask this as a generic question, and we'll dive into this, I'm sure, the last hour and a half of the show with the news of Texas and Oklahoma and the serious nature of, hey, will they join the SEC? If you're a Kentucky fan, and you're a Kentucky fan, obviously, that believes in the greatness of UK basketball, and you want that to be the standard, we can have that conversation another time. And you are a football fan that understands they're not Alabama, but wants to be more than, you know, the ceiling of 7-5. What do you think about what I think are two automatic losses if you have to face them in 1 year in Oklahoma and Texas? Texas hasn't been up, but they've been better than Kentucky. And obviously you would take their talent over Kentucky 9 out of 10 times. So what do Kentucky fans think? And now we go to a guy who's not a Kentucky fan, Nikki DeBoot. Good afternoon, Boot.
How you doing, Andy? And no offense to, I mean, there's been some great Paisans. There's some great Paisans currently down there at the BBN or whatever, up the street, down the street. Yeah, I don't know my geography.
School president, right? Got school president. Got John Calipari.
I think
Jennifer Palumbo.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of vowels. A lot of vowels at the end of names. It's always a beautiful thing. I think the baseball coach also?
Mingione. Are you sure you want him, Bart? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that could be one of them Spaniards or something. I don't know. Mingione, Chuck Mingione. Anyway, I'm getting derailed.
All right, so where are we with the hot dog eating contest? Kent Spencer has laid the gauntlet down by tweeting out this Federley guy who won 2 years ago but didn't win. So where are we with all of this right now? And Laura Rutledge is on television, so
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so is Katie George. So it's a little distracting at the moment. But nonetheless, look, Joey Fetsy's a good guy. He's a good guy. But good guys do stupid things. And Joey kind of dropped the buns. He dropped the buns a little bit. I feel like that was that a Ludacris album? I don't know. But he dropped the buns. He didn't eat none of them. They couldn't keep track of the numbers. The pitcher was distracted. It was a gong show, as they say in hockey. And, you know, I mean, to tweet that is just stroking the fire. Just, you know, giving us, Jack, and myself a little bit of bulletin board material. But you know what? The Bats calling me the champion, kind of sleeping on Jack. Yeah, I mean, they've been giving bulletin board material to everybody else in the city. So they decided to give some to me. So, Kent, I tip my hat to you. Joey Feds, you're always welcome back. You did eat a little bit of meat, and it was a respectable number. So if you want to come, give him a tug, show up tonight, and we'll do the damn thing. How's that?
What's this about you giving me a loaf of bread again? I'm not eating right now. It's 4:30.
Why does Nick have loaves of bread?
I'm not going to shove bread down my throat 3 hours before I try to eat 10, 12, 14 hot dogs. Okay, in 5 minutes.
Okay, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, you Brewhammer. Okay, okay, Snorfy. All right, calm down. Calm down. I'm just saying, you don't want to go in cold. All right, that's how you pull something. I mean, look.
I had a little bit of bread earlier.
Okay, you might want a little bit piece now. Just a little piece.
You'll
now.
Be like,
just a little piece.
Like the Giancarlo Stanton of eating. You'll just stand there and get injured.
Exactly.
That's who you'll be.
Oh crap! I'm breaking character. No. No, I'm just looking out for you. You know, I almost called you Paisan, but, you know, Jews, Italians, I mean, we're kind of cut from the same cloth, I guess. I don't know. I probably just offended a bunch of people.
Are you? I don't know if that's factual. I'm scared of that. Of course, when you have Nicky DeBoot on, anything can happen. Yeah. But I don't know if any of that stereotyping is offensive or not. Hey, I have no idea.
I'm just saying, combined, they got the best cold cuts on this little boom marble we call Earth. And I got to say, from the stories I've heard, Mama Valvano, Mama Grossman, both crazy as hell. Don't cross neither one of them. So, you know, if you cheat again tonight, I'm just saying there might be some. Conor McGregor ain't going to be the only one with stress fractures in his shins. That's all I'm saying. The mothers, don't mess with the mothers.
That's M-U-D-D-E-R-S, if you're wondering how that is spelled out. All right, I'm trying to think if there's anything else to ask.
I got a little something. Okay. Tell Nicky the flip-flop to leave the comedy to the comedians. Nicky the boob. Oh, this guy writes his own freaking material. Well, you know what? I'm just saying, Mr. Texter, Mr. 4217, whatever the hell you are, because no one really cares, but I'm giving you a little bit of a spotlight. If Jack and myself lose tonight, it's also on your mother's hands because she taught me how to eat a bunch of meat in one sitting. I'm just saying. How you doing? Andy, I'm going to go back and, get ready.
What's the over-under?
All right, I'm going to break character here. I was actually thinking of this, Andy. I'm not telling you how to do your show.
No, you're fun.
But I was thinking of maybe putting up a Twitter poll, Bet Rivers Twitter poll. What number is higher? The combined football wins of the three locals, Indiana, Kentucky, and Louisville, next season, or the combined number of hot dogs Jack and I eat? Because, look, here's the thing. It's only a five-minute competition. Oh, it's only a five-minute competition. So even if Jack and I are crushing these
things.
That's
a great question.
It's
right?
A great question. It might take too much, explaining. Like, people don't know it's a minute contest, right?
Yeah,
like
that's the thing. I was a little, you only have so many characters, and
right.
Yeah, I seriously, because I'm thinking, look, I think my max tonight is 10. So if any of you chuckleheads, any of you guys, facing off tonight, can knock down more than 10 in five
Grossman
minutes,
can. I think Grossman can. I think he's going to beat 10. I do. I really do. So if Louisville six wins, Kentucky, boy, I don't know. See, here's the thing. Are we counting bowl games? Because if I go regular season, I go Kentucky 7, Louisville 6, that'd be 13. Can Indiana get to 7? That'd put us at 20, where you guys need to eat more than 10 hot dogs apiece, or one of you does at least.
Yeah, right. I think that's doable, but it's not going to be easy. Like, I don't know. I feel like, you're the master. Put a little spin on it. Maybe we can get up there. By the way, sorry, I got to get back in character again.
One last thing.
This jackass, 4217, whatever. He's coming back at me. I remember when I did mom jokes in high school. Yeah, well, I also remember when it took me 3 minutes to respond to a joke, you jackass. Yeah, okay. Oh, wait, no, that never happened.
Texas says, I don't know what Nicky DeBoot is, but it's nonsense and it's god-awful. Well, you know what? That's what makes that beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what makes it perfect.
It's a train wreck. Yeah. But I swear, dude, this sounds so douchey, but when I get in this character, I don't know what I'm saying. I really don't. I have no idea when I come in. It just pops out. I swear. Put that on the mixtape.
It's terrifying for everybody.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, everyone, good luck tonight, but you got one in 1A and the Italian Stallion and the Hebrew Hammer tonight. But look forward to seeing everybody.
The Twitter poll has
luck.
Been posted, by the way, on
it. Beautiful. There we go.
All right, back
to sports radio.
It had to do with Jack, so he got that poll up. There's no doubt about that. He's like, you know what? If it's about me and I can tag myself, by God, I'll take care of it.
I was about to say, if it has to do with Jack getting on the air some way, that poll's going up in more than one way. All right, I'm out of here. Bye.
Texas says, damn, what a mama joke. Nice. If you're a Kentucky fan, I want to ask it again. If you're a Kentucky fan, Here's one. You like this one? Who are, if you're a Kentucky fan, who are you more worried about? Steve Sarkisian or Chris Beard?
Chris Beard, and it's not close. I mean, that's not even a contest. What's Steve Sarkisian proven he can do?
Oh,
Chris Beard's been to a damn title game.
Why are you angry over Steve Sarkisian? What are you doing there? Why are you ripping Sark?
I mean, he hasn't done enough to be put on the same level as a Chris Beard.
Oh, stop. That's a great question. Has Steve Sarkisian, Ash, put it up. Who would you rather have, Steve Sarkisian or Chris Beard? Put it up at ESPN.
If anyone votes for Sark, I don't know what the heck they're doing.
Oh, I would mostly agree. I love the no comments, and here's what I've noticed. If you're just joining us, there's a report by the Houston Chronicle that is getting, like, you know, Greg Sankey and other ADs to, you know, to say something on the record, or at least say no comment. And that's pretty much what Greg Sankey or Stankey said yesterday, that Oklahoma and Texas have inquired, okay, about joining the SEC. And I talked about it. Obviously, there's the general college football angle. There is the SEC angle. There is the Kentucky angle on the basketball side. There is a whole other Kentucky angle on the football side. Obviously, that we'll get to. There's a bunch of TV stuff. I would imagine media deals, contracts with conferences that I find to probably be the most interesting. That's what I think the next several hours will be about, is dissecting if Texas and Oklahoma were to make this move, okay? If this is a story that continues, how would the story look, right? How would the move look? What kind of money would be given up? Television-wise, what happens there with Fox and the Big 12 and now the SEC? And obviously, you see what ESPN and ABC are going to be doing, taking that away from CBS and going all in on live sports. So all of that is just the death of the Big 12. I mean, the Big 12 couldn't go out and steal, obviously could not steal from anybody else. And on top of it, there's no one else to bring in. Fine, you want to bring in Cincinnati? Have them. That doesn't matter. It's not moving the needle. It's not saving a conference. It's not putting a Band-Aid on a wound. It would end that conference. It would end the Big 12. It would end the Big 12. It would. It would. It really would. It's a you have and here's what I've also seen 4379680. I have been interested in, Jack, I don't know how much of this you have seen. I'm going to read some text here in a second, but you have a situation as well where I'm noticing that many SEC people are split on this. I think there's a lot of SEC people that say, let's go. Let's get all, let's be, you know, SEC are so, you know, SEC football fans are so cocky and are so full of themselves that there is a sense of, oh, let's go get more. Let's go get more resources, more, more, more. Oh, we can add Texas and Oklahoma. Let's go. And there is a side of SEC people that's there. There's another side that's be careful what you wish for type stuff. There's another side. Texas A&M, their AD came out. Is it Hocut? I should know that. And was like, we want to be the only team in the SEC from Texas. There, right?
How shocking that Texas A&M would be the one to say that.
Well, no, I mean, but if there's a vote, you know how they're voting, and they probably have another team. There's other teams that feel that way. How does it help Kentucky? Again, more money. I understand. I get it. And then we can get into the conversations of exactly where all that money's going to go, which is it's going to go to the coaches. Stuff like that, but that's besides the point. Obviously, the answer, the final answer to so many of these things is more money. But Kentucky, this can't be something that excites Kentucky football. It puts them further back. I mean, are you excited if you're Missouri? I mean, honestly, if you're Mississippi State, Ole Miss, how does it benefit you?
I think it impacts Kentucky less from the standpoint of, you know, assuming they don't get kicked out of the conference, which I do not think would happen.
No, none of that is going to happen. Well, but, they want more.
Yeah, but what benefit from Kentucky, or slash it wouldn't hurt them as much, is the fact that Texas and Oklahoma would theoretically both be in the Western Division. So Kentucky wouldn't be playing them every year.
Not every year, but boy, I mean, you could see if you were going to make changes, you would make changes in some, you know, in some sort
well,
of
I mean,
way
I think
to the,
they should just
to
ditch
the two divisions.
They should ditch the divisions
altogether. I'm with you.
A different conversation.
But it raises the probability, when you add teams, it raises the probability, Jack, that you're going to get those teams. Instead of Mississippi State from the West, it's going to rotate to where you're going to get Oklahoma. Right? Like, every few years. So, and I would say with Kentucky, I am not sure, I shouldn't say that. I am pretty sure Kentucky football fans really don't have the standards that they want to say that they do. That's how I feel.
Well, the other part of it is Texas A&M has been in the league since, what, 2014? How many times has Kentucky actually played Texas A&M?
Well, I guess...
I think it's been one time. I can only think of one time where Kentucky played A&M.
One or two times. There's been a couple... I think there's been a couple times, but understandable. A&M's never come to Commonwealth, right? Or Kroger
the
Field.
The only time I remember them going was the Betty Snow year. They went to A&M and lost, like, 10-7.
But I guess here is what I would say. When you're Kentucky football... That game means a lot, Grossman. The difference of if this year it was switched up and I give you, you have Oklahoma and not Mississippi State. It's just one game. It's the only time you're going to face Oklahoma in, you know, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it may be. Fair enough, but that's a loss for Kentucky. It's a small margin for error when you're Kentucky or when you're Missouri. That's why Mark Stoops out of conference schedules the way he is because he absolutely knows that. Now you take those percentages and you move those percentages down just a little bit. If I throw, you know, obviously, if I throw Texas in the East, right, or if I throw Oklahoma in the West, if we keep East and West, and I have no idea what's going to happen here, but I do think the college football expansion is a key part on the football side. As for Kentucky on the basketball side, I view it as it would be great for the SEC, right? Like, there wouldn't be anywhere Kentucky wouldn't want that. Chris Beard's a beast. Fine. That's great. I mean, the SEC every year until, like, maybe recently, can we buy in that the SEC has some good young coaches? Like Musselman's a good young coach, right?
Yeah, and
Bruce Pearl's doing a good job.
Nate
Oates. I mean, especially those two guys, right?
If they go to Oklahoma, they got Porter Moser.
Yeah, especially those two guys. Kentucky basketball fans would love that, I think. That, hey, you're throwing a couple better games that are going to be coming to Rupp Arena, right? I mean, Cal can't go play Texas in Dallas. No, it's gonna have to be in Austin, or it's gonna have to be in Rupp Arena. That's how I view it. That if you're a Kentucky basketball fan, give me even more.
Which is what the Kentucky fans ultimately care about more, anyways.
Well, it's what they care about more, but it is there more upside if I give you, you're making more money. It's going to be a lot more money, Jack. Okay, it's not our business. It's going to be a lot more money. And if I give you that, and I give you, it's absolutely going to raise the stature of, I mean, Mosher's going to be good there, right? Like, he might not be Final Four good, but, I mean, that's a tournament team every year, right? Like, he's going to be good.
It took him a really long while to build Loyola Chicago up, but assuming.
But that ain't what we're thinking here, right?
Right.
I mean, that's not, hey, in 5 years we'll see where he's got Oklahoma. I don't think, that's just how I view it. I think on the basketball side, Kentucky fans, I don't think there is a downside. I think you would love it. But if I give you, it's good for basketball for the reason stated and the money, right? And it's going to be a lot of money, and this is a business. And it's going to be, and they lost a lot of money probably in the last year. Not probably, they did. Or I give you, your football is going to take a step back. Which one Kentucky fans choosing?
Oh, they're taking the basketball. Yeah, you know what they're doing.
I want to know what Mark Stoops thinks now.
Well, just keep it at conference games, right?
Here's the best part about all of this. The SEC media days are ongoing. They still go tomorrow. Who's tomorrow? Dinkiewicz is tomorrow. I mean, they're still going. There's four coaches tomorrow, aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
I think
there's
three or four. So, I mean, this is in the middle of – I mean, this story gets dropped as, you know, SEC media days are like 60% over. I mean, Saban went today. All of the Alabama media is there. They can drop this story. Oh, my goodness. I'm not reading that one about a hot dog. Not. Texas says there's no way Alabama would allow Oklahoma and Texas to be put in the West. I mean, all of this they wouldn't allow. That's what I keep hearing. You might be right. I'm not saying, but one of those teams is going in the West. I mean, they put Texas A&M in the West. They did expansion how many years ago in the SEC? And A&M
2013.
Yeah, 2013. And A&M went to the West. And Missouri, who did well the first 2 years, went to the East. You tell me. A&M, I mean, come on. You tell me. Texas says if that happens with all the money that would come at UK, they would end up paying Cal $15 million a year to go to the Elite Eight. Yeah. Texas says it's no-brainer. The SEC has to add Texas and OU and kick out Kentucky and Missouri. Kentucky is valued more in the SEC than what you guys think. I don't know what to tell you. By the way, Paul, I have Feinbaum on in front of me. Feinbaum is, I don't know if he's talking about this story. I don't know if the SEC propaganda machine that he is wants to talk about this story. But I thought about having you turn the TV on there and see if there was any insight. This is a big story, obviously. Rick Bozich is going to join us. What do you think of this, Jack? You think it's nonsense?
No, I mean, I don't think it would be leaked in, the Houston Chronicle, which is something that we are holding to holier than thou, that I'm sure before this, neither of us have ever actually read the Houston Chronicle, but it just sounds, professional and big sounding, but it's potentially landscape changing. You would put two more traditional football powers in the SEC, which already has Alabama, Georgia, Florida, LSU, and all the names that it would want to be. What I'm interested in, honestly, is how does that impact everyone else? Because what happens with the ACC? What happens with the Big Ten? What happens with the Pac-12? Because obviously, if Texas and Oklahoma leave, the Big 12 is dissolving. Like, it's done. It can't survive Texas and Oklahoma.
You would think so. I mean, that would be the decision. So, what can they rally to get? There's not much out there. I mean,
right. So, does the ACC take West Virginia? Does the Big Ten take Kansas or Cincinnati?
Who does it hurt the most?
I mean, obviously the Big 12, but...
No, besides... I mean, specifically, well,
I think it would hurt the ACC and the Pac-12 because it's been kind of the stigma or just kind of the rationale that the Big 10 and the SEC make the most money. That's a fact. So teams want to go to the leagues that make more money than everyone else. So I think it would hurt
a good point.
Yeah, it would hurt the Power Five conferences that don't make the most money.
So you think it would hurt the ACC is not an innocent bystander.
Well, I mean, does Clemson and Florida State say, I wonder if we want to jump ship too and go to the SEC?
Well, Florida State doesn't. They'll never win another game. Yes, I understand. I understand what you mean. It's one of those things where you don't think about. Like, I don't even think about the ACC being poached in all this. I just think about them. Could they add someone of value? Could they add two teams because they have
maybe,
the flirtation
they add
with Notre Dame? Yeah, and that doesn't do anything for me.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, we did this to begin the show. The last 5 years, they want to elevate ACC football. You have NC State. The last 5 years, 7-5, Florida State 6-6. This is the average. UNC 5-7, Louisville 6-6. I can go down the list. I mean, that's just exactly what it is. Now, I'm interested who it's bad for. It puts Kansas football. It makes Kansas as a university. What are they going to do with football, right? Because, I mean, Kansas, they look like a Big East team to me.
Yeah, like they can just drop football and join the Big East.
Well, I mean, that's a conversation. And
wouldn't that be something?
People around here, but it would be like West Virginia.
West Virginia would be the one.
But they just, I mean, they're like new money in this, right? Like, they just got in before Louisville.
They are. And they're a school that
And they took less money. They took less money in that TV deal early on, Crean. They went. They went to the Big 12, and they bent the knee for years to get to the other to get up to the same level as the other schools.
And I feel like West Virginia was more attractive back then than they are now. In terms of just where the football program was then and now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're an afterthought. No one cares about West Virginia football. No. I mean, at one point in time, there's absolutely no doubt about that. So, man, I mean, there's some crazy stuff. That is, we'll see what Rick Bozich thinks. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll get Dr. Bo on a day early. We'll talk with him. SEC movement. I think Feinbaum's talking about it now. I'm wondering, you might have to listen in. I might listen in during the break here, Crean, to see if there's any propaganda from the SEC or what. 437-9680. Quick break. 5 o'clock hour. Bozich next.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.